and welcome to the Unofficial Controller Podcast, your weekly gaming podcast. Now, this week, it's a bit of a special this week, because it's me, RGT, and I'm joined by the New York cherub himself, Bobby Boy. How you doing, Bobby?
What's up, Tom?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I'm good, man. Had a good week.
The Bobby and Tommy hour now.
Yeah, definitely. This week, we're going to do a little special. We're going to do Bobby's favourite platinums. So we'll go through his list. Have a bit of a chat, and as you know, Bobby is the king of the plats, and he's got a massive list of trophies on his PlayStation Network, so it's nice to go through, see his favourite games, and that'd be good, because, you know, I mean, you're going to see games in there where you think, might have a go at that, or games you haven't finished, and think, might go back to them. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. But what we'll do first, we'll do the usual. What have you been playing, Bobby?
Again, strictly Diablo 4. Mm-hmm. About 375 hours in.
Wow.
But we've been doing the new season now for a little bit. It's the season of the whatever it's called, I forgot. But
how many seasons have they done on there?
Just one now. And the second season coming up is called, I think it's like Vampire Blood or something like that.
Okay.
Starts October 17th. So we have some time to finish it, but basically with the season is they added a couple of extra features.
Mm-hmm.
So the game feels a little bit, it feels different because you have different powers now you can use.
Mm-hmm.
My original character was like pretty good, but not enough to beat Lilith. Like we're trying and trying and trying.
Yeah.
This season, I don't know if it's because they edited things or they changed things. I feel like we're getting better drops. And now we understand like the Paragon board. So after level 50, you can get some good gear and all that other stuff, but the Paragon board basically sets up your character, how you want to use your character. You can add all types of unique little abilities to power up your character. And now that I get the board better, even my stepfather, we feel a lot stronger. Mm-hmm. We're leveling up a lot faster. And I think if everything goes well, I think with this character currently, I'm level 70 and he's just 72. So we're now in world tier 4, which is the hardest tier.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the tier you have to beat Lilith in.
Right.
And Lilith can one shot you easily. So there's, so I think with the build we have now, if we can continue to get to the level 100, you gotta be level. I mean, I've seen people beat her 85 and God bless them because they're just, I guess, Diablo. Like masters. Mm. This would definitely be the hardest platinum if I get it. But if I beat Lilith, I'll be just so happy. Because that's all we need to do. Me and my stepfather just have to just beat Lilith and we're done.
So if you beat Lilith, then will that be the platinum for you then?
Yep, that's it. So I'll be super, super excited to get it. I think like there's this boots called Tenant Graves or Greaves or whatever. And basically it leaves ice behind you and you have ice on you all the time. So I edited my abilities a little bit to have more ice power. And like, I can see the difference in attacking the enemies.
Mm.
So I'm hoping like we feel good about it, you know? So let's hope this is it, because if we can't do it now, bro, we're never going to do it.
Oh, you're going to be so relieved when you've done it.
Oh yeah. And then, excuse me, for a little bit of a break, I continued, Medieval Resurrection. It's, free. I think whatever the Premier League or Premier League, oh boy, the Premier tier of PS Plus,
mm-hmm.
It was free.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw it, downloaded it, played it. I love Medieval. I mean, I wish they made a sequel to the remake now. But
yeah, great game.
Yeah, whenever he's not busy or I don't have that much time, and I'm just tired to think about math and Diablo, I'll just play on that. I'm halfway there. I mean, it seems pretty easy. You basically just got to start the level. Trophy. There's certain things to do in a level and collect everything, which is not truly that hard.
Mm.
So I'm having fun with it. I wish they remade all the Medievals. I just love that series so much, man.
Yeah. It's good. It's a brilliant game. It's got such a good history as well, you know, and you think, you know, it's one of them as well. I think always looks fantastic, the original game on the PS1.
Mm-hmm.
So good, you know, back in the day. And I think they've done a great job sort of remaking it for the modern consoles as well.
Oh, man. That was a really good remake, man. Like that. And Demon's Souls was a really good remake too.
Yeah,
I mean, it just looks fantastic.
Still got the essence of the games. They haven't taken too much out of it to, you know, which sometimes you find developers do. But is that all you've been playing this week?
Yeah, pretty much that's it. What about you?
Yeah, it's been a bit tight. I've been really busy this week, so I haven't done quite so much. I've done a couple more hours on Starfield. I do find myself dropping away from it a bit. But then I don't think it's the part of the game. I think it's because it's a Bethesda game. I'm never much into Bethesda games, so I do find it. I can see where the good side of the game is, but I've done a little bit more. I really need it. He's another one that I know I say this a lot, but it's another one of them games where if you pop in for half an hour, you're going to get nowhere. You need a three, 4 hours.
Oh, yeah, you know, you need to sit there.
3-4 hours to sit down. Yeah. So I've been trying to save time so I can do it in one go. I've played a bit more FIFA, which you'll be pleased to hear if you remember my story from when we got sacked with that glitch from AFC Wimbledon.
Uh-huh.
And we got the job taken over Blackburn in the same league. Well, we've won the league now, so we beat AFC Wimbledon to the title with no
budget. That's incredible.
We've done it all on youths and free transfers, so we've now got Blackburn to the Premier League. So, yeah, we got our own back on them. So that was good fun. And I've also started a little game on I was very tempted to almost put this as a hidden gem in the weeks coming, but I don't know if it's quite there yet. But it's a very good little game. It's on the Switch. I got it on the Switch eShop. And it's called Game Deck, and it's an isometric adventure game, and it's just got a really interesting futuristic sort of cyberpunk story. And a game deck in the game is like a games expert, and people are all in these special VRs, and they're in these special chairs that almost makes it real life. And I'm only a couple of hours in, but the story I'm on at the moment is these young lads have got locked in the game and they can't get out. They've been in for 4 days. So you have to enter the game as yourself, and then you have to go around asking questions in this virtual world and try and find them and get them out of the game. It's sort of a non-combat one. It's very detective-based. You ask a lot of questions, quite text-heavy. Graphics, very good. I love the graphic style. That's that isometric look down. It looks really good for a Switch title.
Interesting.
Yeah, and at first I just thought, I don't know if it's going to be a bit too text heavy for me. But as the story went on, I got quite involved in it. And I was thinking, I think I'm working this out now, and I'm going to find where they are and what they've been up to. And the story starts opening up as you go along, and you can use your character for different traits. So you might be good at charming someone, or you might be someone who's quite aggressive, or someone who's quite good at solving problems, and you can use them in your favour on certain questions to get certain answers you need. And then you'll have a sub menu of the plot tree, and that'll start linking this plot tree up. Yeah. And I mean, I paid less than $3 for this game on the eShop.
That's an incredible deal.
Yeah. Great little games. Yeah. Game Deck. Give that a look. Yes.
Sometimes you'd be surprised at what can like hold your interest with something you didn't think about that it would, you know?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favourite podcast platforms now.
Oh, no, I think last week when I was speaking about that game Miniature, which was, it's a game you can play in an hour. But, I mean, it's 89 pence. You know, if you want this little game, if you're just going on a train journey for a morning, just download this game. It's a great little game. And all it is just dioramas, and it has 5 different pictures of the diorama, and it shows the story, and you just have to put them in the right order. And it's quite intriguing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah.
It's like a little diorama of an alien abduction. You have to put it in the right order for this little petrol station and the car and the people, and you just click them in the right order and then play it through to make sure that's correct.
That's so cool, man. But, stuff like that, yeah.
You know, sometimes it doesn't have to be a 70-hour open world game just to have a bit of fun, you know.
But very true.
That's pretty much all I've been playing this week. Like I say, it's been a bit tight for time this week. But yeah, let's get on to these platinums then, Bobby. How do you want to do it? Did you want to start from your favorite platinum, or are they in any order? Or
I mean, I pretty much started just from, I guess, when I achieved it. So like, most recent down.
Yeah.
Not recent, the other direction. To the most recent, I won like that.
Yeah.
So I went through it. I mean, I think I have 311. So wow. I went through. I mean, some of them, they were fun, they were good, or they were difficult. But I feel like these will just always stick with me because I guess just mostly memories or just how much fun I actually had playing them, whether difficult or easy or not.
Yeah.
I think just feel like
with games as well,
just hooked me in, you know?
Yeah. And sometimes that's where you are in your life as well when you're playing the game. Sometimes mean more because of certain situations. See, even though it might only be a 5 out of 10 game, see, to us, they can be special because we're playing them under certain circumstances.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah,
brilliant.
Like, like you just never know what you're going to, when you play it. And then I think sometimes like the platinum list, the trophy list to get the platinum, mm-hmm. just flows with the game. So it's like an effortless, if you're just playing to play, it's like an effortless thing. And next thing you know, you got the platinum. Rather than, all right, you beat the game, now do like 9,000 side quests. And then, you know, like that becomes tedious.
Yeah, it could sour your taste of the game.
And then it's like, sometimes do I really want to finish this game? But I guess I'm already in it. Then nothing else to play. But there's always something else to play. So now I'm more of like, all right, am I willing to waste my time with this game? Or I beat it, had fun, and let's just continue to the next game.
Yeah.
So basically, I love Batman. So I think a lot of people who know me know I do.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked Arkham Asylum. Thought that was a great, great game. But I picked Arkham City.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think whatever Arkham Asylum, which wasn't much, they could have done better. I think they they achieved it in Arkham City.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the way they created the little Arkham City inside of Gotham City was amazing.
Yeah.
You felt free, but also you knew you couldn't leave the boundaries because Gotham City's okay. It's safe.
Mm.
So now you're in Arkham City, which I thought was pretty cool. Definitely reminded me of Escape from New York a little bit, which was a movie I loved. Now, yes, the game was good. I loved the story. Everything was fine.
I always thought they got the feeling and the graphics right for Batman.
Oh, man.
It's got that darkness. They got that almost repressed feeling that you had to go and sort this issue out. You know, they had that Batman feeling. They really nailed that with those guys.
No, they really did. Like, even the little side missions were just all good. Like, I mean, I don't think, like, there really is nothing that I feel like they could have improved on. I feel like, wow, this was it. I mean, people complain about they wanted the Batmobile. You got it in Arkham Knight. And I felt like it was a little ridiculous, in my opinion. I mean, still a great game. I just think there was some flaws there. Where Arkham City, I feel like, man, if they didn't make another one, I'd be okay with that. Like, we could have ended,
you know? The Batmobile in Arkham Knight, was that the one where you had to do, like, the tank missions as well?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that, yeah.
And then, like, also, too, like, obviously, you know, they wanted to, I guess, be as realistic as possible, not so much fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you think about it, so you mean to tell me that nobody in the Gotham City, like a Gotham City worker for the sewer system, you know, they didn't see the tracks being built by the Riddler and the 9,000 guys that would have took. But you know what I mean? It's like, okay, whatever. Yeah. But even some of the Arkham City Riddler trophies, some of them were easy to find. Some of them were just, I mean, this is like one of the very few games where like I really try to figure like every single thing out without going to YouTube or going to some kind of site. So I just could not understand, figure it out. So I figured everything out here.
Yeah.
What took me and my brother, I think, so long to get the platinum. I mean, I got it, you know, relatively like wasn't easy, wasn't hard, but it was a nice little, it was medium. If you play enough of it, you'll get it. But what was really difficult for some reason is like every time there's a game that has a time-based trophy or you have to time it to achieve an award, I don't really do good at timing because I feel like a lot of pressure's on for some reason. And they have this thing called Top of the World. the Top of the World was like one of those challenges they had to get. You had to get like an A ranking or something.
Okay.
And you had to take down so many enemies in a certain amount of time to get the A rank. So I can get everybody down. But like how I had to do it was like, I'm like, there's no way I can get this done in this amount of time. Like they're going to see me. Yeah. And then we're trying and trying and trying. And then one day I said, you know what? Why do I have to start in this position where they put me in? What if I just zip across and come back to this? Because, you know, the guards have a certain patrol. Yeah. They go down the stairs. They talk to each other. And it's like there's certain times where you're going to do something to get like maybe like a double knockdown. You hide the body or this or that. Or if you do fast enough, that just even if they get alerted, they never seen you technically. So you had to achieve three things and a certain amount of time. I think you can't be seen and something else I don't remember. But I remember when I did it, I was like, oh my God, I did it. The platinum pot. I was so happy. Then I went to my brother's house. I did it for him. And I'm like, we could have did this like a week ago, man. I just could not figure out how to do it.
Sometimes so I really, just click, I don't know.
That it just, I'm like, look, we've been doing this the wrong time.
Yeah, I've done a similar thing in the Spider-Man games. You had to have the platinum on that, and you had to run up the buildings, didn't you, and escape the, was it the electric claves? I can't remember.
Oh, my God. Yes, yep.
And I just could not speak to Bald Border about it. And I was like, he said, God, they're annoying. He said, I don't know if I can do them. And I just couldn't do it. So I spent about an hour trying to do them, couldn't, walked away, went out a cup of tea, come back, first time.
I realized too now, like, okay, I'm just getting frustrated. I'm not thinking right. I'm getting a little aggravated. Just turn it off.
Yeah.
Do something else, come back. And like your mind's just relaxed. Yeah. And then you just, bam. What I was doing for an hour and a half, I just did it in 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's mad, isn't it?
So Arkham City was, I just loved that game a lot.
How hard did you find that as a platinum out of 10? What would you rank it as hard as for a platinum?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
Because of the challenges, I would say like a 7 out of 10.
Pretty tough.
If there was no challenges, it was maybe 5 out of 10. I mean, yeah. Pretty, you know, pretty decent. If you have a little bit of the skill, you could do it. Nothing too crazy. But now, if you watch the videos on YouTube and you see how the guy or how the guys do it and at their flow, and you kind of copy it, like I said, the patrol guy is always going to go this way down the steps. He's never going to do something different.
Yeah.
So it's like built in. Like so, once you figure that out, you'll be all right. So I love Mad Max as a kid. I just thought it was fascinating.
Yeah.
I thought Mel Gibson was amazing. I thought the cars were so cool. I wanted that car so bad growing up.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And then I had the Mad Max game for Nintendo, and that was obviously garbage. But I have it as a collector edition now. Like I just keep it for my Mad Max collection. So when Mad Max was announced for PS4, I was like very excited. I wanted to get it. I don't like that it kind of tied into the movie because I feel like some of those tie-ins are not as good. But it really wasn't tied in. Yeah, they had the War Boys in it. And it was kind of... Well, Mad Max, you know, they're supposedly all in the same universe. So when I saw the trailer, I liked it. My only problem with Mad Max, I think, was every like area of the game had a certain like big boss you had to take down to take over the region. And there was basically, it was like the same boss, just different colors. So that was kind of the only thing I didn't like about that. I think they got a little bit lazy with that. They could have done something different. But overall, I thought the whole game was just like they nailed it.
They got the setting right, didn't they?
They totally, like the driving felt so free. Yeah. The map was large to go around. It had little Easter eggs. I thought the combat was like brutal.
Yeah.
Typical you know, Warner Brothers, you know, XX square kind of game, like combos, but like super, I thought the combo was great. The driving was great. You could fix up your own car however you wanted to adapt to it and do it. Storyline was typical, you know, nothing crazy, but I just think the whole world was built right. And the trophy list was nice.
Mad Max, I think that's because it is a lot an apocalyptic open, you know, empty world. The problem that the game developers have is the only way, you know, there's nothing that you can set off to Mad Max. So you have to get the feeling right. You have to get the atmosphere of, you have to feel like Mad Max. And I think they nailed that. I think it's quite an underrated game. So I pre-ordered that and got the Steelbook edition of it. And I just played it from start to finish. I loved it. The only thing I regret is I didn't carry on to get the platinum. I was on my way to the platinum and I started playing something else. When I did come back a few years later, I thought, I'm going to play through that again and get the platinum. You can't actually get the platinum now because...
I know.
Yeah.
There's trophy built on collecting scrap, like while you're not playing.
Yeah.
Because basically, as you take down strongholds, they become... not to say, when you take down an area, the area that the guys you're helping, they can collect scrap for you over time when you're not playing. And now that the on the internet feature has been disabled, you can no longer collect scrap.
Yeah.
But that was kind of weird. They made that to like, I don't get why they had to do that. Why had to be online? That aspect of the game was pretty weird. You know?
Yeah, it's a weird one to put online, isn't it? It's not.
Yeah, it's super not like strange.
You have to play online, is it?
It's just have to be online to collect it.
Yeah,
which I found weird.
It's a pity they didn't before they shut the servers down. Didn't patch it, so you just had to literally have scrap collected in game time. So you,
because I'm pretty sure they could have done that.
Yeah, just patch like, it over so you don't stop the platinum altogether.
Because it has a day night feature, like you know, like you can see you playing and the sun goes down, sun comes up. That's pretty unique, I thought.
Yeah.
So if you have already time base in the game, you could add time base to collect scrap.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, it is unachievable. So I'm happy I did get it.
What would you rate that one out of toughness out of 10?
Like a 5/10.
Yeah.
Nothing too difficult. Yeah. It was pretty smooth. So that was really enjoyable. And then here's a thing. So I would have wished. This was my 100th platinum, not my 99th platinum. I love this game so much. The Witcher 3.
Wow.
That's now I'll tell you something. Yeah, this took forever. When I first played it, I just played it on normal and I was about 15 hours in. And then I realized you got to beat the game on hard.
Really?
So I'm like, oh, you know what? Let me just start over. I'd probably get to where I was faster because I already knew what I was doing. So I put the game on hard, playing it. Let me explain something to you. The first 20 levels of this game took me quite some time on hard.
Really?
Because you really have to understand. You get a book that has all the creatures in it and their weakness and everything. So it's like, if you don't read that book and you think you're going to go out there and fight a certain creature with just your sword, you're going to get wrecked. So you have to like understand your powers and then the potions or stuff you can drink to enhance yourself or create something to hurt the creature, which I don't think you get the full, like if you're playing on normal and you don't have the right potion, that doesn't matter. You can still kill it. It'll be a little difficult, but you can kill it. On hard, you're not going to do anything. I think it changed up the gameplay, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So you had to be aware of who you're fighting and what you need to fight that person with or where you're going. So like you go into a swamp to fight this, you know, you have to do X, Y, Z. So you got to prepare yourself. And so I thought that was really fun. What I did know that you had to collect all of the cards for the game, Gwent.
Yeah.
And there was some point in the game I was just playing and not really paying attention to what I was doing. And that's when I met, what's your name? Triss. And I didn't know that you had to bring all your allies to your training ground. I forgot the name of it. And so I'm rescuing people, talking to them, bringing them back to my training ground to prepare for this final battle in the game. And I'm like, oh my God, I met Triss, talking to her, did her storyline without even paying attention to it. Thank God I sent her to the training ground, because if I didn't do that, I have to start a whole new game, which I was not going to do.
Trophies can be missed like that.
And I was like, oh no, like that. Thank God. And then another time I looked at was, I was playing Gwent. I thought I beat this guy, but I didn't. And it's in the very beginning of the game. It's like your first tutorial on Gwent. And I played him again. I thought I got the card, didn't pretend to it. Played hours. Now I'm at the Gwent tournament, which you get as you advance in the game, is towards the end. You have to beat this guy to get his card. Like, you have to. And there's no, like, second chance. So it's part of the storyline. So if you don't get it, you're done. So you have to either make a backup save through like the cloud or USB or whatever. So I did it. I'm playing, and I'm like, I got the last card at another area, and I'm like, well, the trophy didn't pop. I hope it's not glitched. Looking through the list, I'm like, oh my God, I'm missing a card. So I go back down to find the guy. Couldn't find him. He's gone. I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, if you think I'm playing this game again, there's no way. Let me just keep playing. And then I went online to look. Apparently, if you missed this guy in the beginning, you could just buy the card at the store.
Oh.
And I bought the card. I'm like, oh my God. Thank God. Oh. But apparently, it was an issue with a lot of players. So I think Reddit got involved and they contacted CD Projekt Red.
CD Projekt Red, yeah.
They contacted them and they patched it in where if you missed this guy, you could buy it from the inn.
Oh.
So I was like, oh man, my heart was relieved. So without those paying attention to those two things, I would have missed out on this. So once you get to level 20, 25, and you start to realize the combat doesn't really get any harder because now you're always aware of what you have to do.
Yeah.
I thought the storyline was great. I did the DLCs. I loved them. I 100%ed this game, completely everything.
Oh, wow. So how many
hours?
Yeah,
so I really loved it.
How many hours did you put in
that? I think it had to be like 175.
Mm-hmm.
With everything, like it was, I was playing it for a while, and I really just loved everything about The Witcher. I remember my friend had it on the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
I remember playing it. I thought it was interesting, but it just, the combat for me was just a little bit weird.
Mm.
So I didn't really get hooked in. So when The Witcher 3 came out, I was like, oh, I wish I could play the first two. But then because how they made the storyline and he had like a little bit of amnesia, whatever, you didn't have to play the first two. Mm. This is a game I wish they could like remaster and bring back the first two with the new combat and how they did it.
So I think the first one was PC only, wasn't it? The first one, then the second one.
The second one was for Xbox. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So I thought, man, this is something they can easily try to do.
If they'd done like a triple pack, would be good.
That'd be amazing, man.
Yeah.
Because I think the game is so cool. And then they made a patch after the TV show was released. They made a patch and you could play as the Henry Cavill version of The Witcher.
I
thought it was pretty cool, you know?
Oh, no way. That sounds interesting. What would what would you rate that out of? I reckon this will be a high score.
Oh, yeah. This has to be like an 8 or a 9. Yeah, it's definitely up there, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a lot of fun with that. So up next is For Honor.
Oh, yeah. Now, I remember you played a lot of For Honor.
Yeah. I really don't do like online games because I feel like, especially with online trophies, they could just take forever and they're tedious. And it's very skill dependent or even luck dependent. Like, especially like anyone who gets the Call of Duty Platinums, I mean, listen, they're in it to win it because they're honed in. Like 100 million kills with a handgun. I mean, you've seen people kill like 50, 60 kills on Call of Duty. Mm. That's just they have a flow. So for them, it's easy. Someone like you and me to pick a Platinum Call of Duty, it would take me, if not never, for 8 ages to get it done. I remember really struggling in Killzone. And me and my friends would make up like private little lobbies. Just try to get some trophies. And then they try to block us. And then they were like, they were going to ban people. So I got scared. So I had to do it like legit because I was getting nervous. But it was difficult. And it was almost unenjoyable.
Yeah.
Sometimes
the grind takes over the enjoyment of the game, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm wasting all this time for what? You know what I mean? Mm. Like, yeah, I took, like, back then, I got the Platinum because I lost my job. Didn't really have anything. You know, I was saving money. I was in no job, obviously. So I'm saving up money with what I had and looking for work. And I couldn't buy anything. So I decided to just go back to the games I had and see what this platinum business is all about. And then it became fun and this whatever. Some trophies became very tedious. Some I didn't like at all, and I kept doing it. And now I'm to the point where, like, you know what? If this is going to be too ridiculous, I got other things to do in my life than struggle for a platinum trophy that technically no one will ever see. Unless you go to my PlayStation and look at me, right? Like, so, which is, I think, pretty funny.
So what took you about For Honor then? Because obviously being that online fighting stuff, it's like the sword one, isn't it?
Yeah, so basically the combat was unique. I watched a couple of trailers of it. You can block up, down, left, right. Mm-hmm. You can parry different... all the characters had different styles of gameplay. It was three fractions. You could pick one. Playing it alone, you could also play this with just AI, but you won't get any trophies. Right. But you had to play it with people. So the only reason why we were like, I was excited about it is because like all my friends bought it.
Okay.
So it was me, my brother, my stepdad, my boy Marlon and Charlie. So, and my nephew, Ariel. So there was always a group of us online at all times. So it just made it, you know, fun. Now you're playing with your friends. You're communicating. You're not with random strangers. Trying to do it because you know how online objectives are of people. Like we're playing like capture the flag. Like, why are you killing 90 million people? Like, we got to bring the flag to here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people just don't get it or they don't care, whatever. Because you know, you probably have like little kids or people who just want to like watch chaos. But when you have a group of friends and you're playing online, it's much more fun experience.
Yeah.
So we had laughs and jokes and this, and then some of the objectives were not ridiculous. Like, you had to win, like, I think 10 duels, which is a one-on-one fight.
Yeah.
Somebody. And eventually you'll find someone you could beat. So it might take a little bit of time. And if you're good, you might win faster than others. They had a two people fight. So you and your friend had a tag team against somebody, 10 of those.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You had to win like 10. There's like three different game scenarios. I think one's captured his flag. One is like, oh, I don't remember. You just have to win the overall map objective. Okay. And then one was like just like a death match. Just kill, get the most kills and you win. So it wasn't too much. That wasn't too difficult. And then you had to kill certain people certain ways. But it wasn't a ridiculous amount of number. Like, you had to go certain maps. You can be on top of someone. You can jump down with your axe or sword and kill them one shot.
Oh, wow.
So do it 10 times. I mean, there's plenty of times you can get it, especially but people don't really know I'm above you. Yeah. So it's like a sneaker kill. Like, oh, man, this guy just don't top me. So, like, nothing was too ridiculous. But I feel like if you're doing it by yourself, it'll be a little bit difficult.
Yeah. Because you got playing with a group of rankings on there, didn't you? If I remember right.
Yeah, I was really up there at the time I was playing it.
Yeah.
I think my kill death ratio was like 9-1 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing really, really well with this. And then the updates, they did some rebalancing and they took away, they added. But then I felt like after a certain time, there was so many complaints about every character that I felt like everyone was just getting nerfed and nerfed and nerfed. And then to keep it fun, they added more stuff, which was fun. Then they added another clan. But then it became, to me now, I'm kind of aggravated because it became very like it was, they try to be realistic as possible with the combat. So the parrying and all that stuff was very cool. But then now they added some like the ninja clan. This guy with the smoke bomb disappears behind you. Yeah, I guess if you're really good, you could stop it. But like, why did you disappear? Right? Like, what happened? Like in real life, you drop a bomb on you run behind me. You know what I mean? So that kind of took away a little bit, but I mean, overall, I thought it was really good. It's still on. They still have it playing.
Oh, is it really?
They still have different seasons. They keep adding stuff to the game. So even though it's been, I don't know, at least what, 4 years maybe? I don't even know when it was released.
So what do you put, PS4?
PS4, yeah.
So I mean, well, the PS5's been out nearly 3 years. So it must be 5-6 years, is it? For
all? Yeah, and it's still going strong. I mean, there's a lot of people playing it. because it's unique. It's unique. A lot of people play it if it's difficult to learn, right? Like it's not easy to pick up and play. Like you will get slaughtered. So they have a tutorial, but once you get the idea of it and you get a little bit better and better, you'll have fun doing it. Cause like when you beat somebody, you're like, oh wow, like this guy, I had to use some skill to beat this guy. So you feel like you get a little pumped up, you know? Yeah. Oh, now you get a 4-kill streak or a 5-kill streak. And then someone comes around you and owns you. Now, oh man, he was really good. You get better. Like you can't really get mad.
Mm.
Like you lose because you lost because you just were not good enough.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean?
Perfect gameplay then.
So I thought this was excellent game. I really had a lot of fun with this game. This would be very high as well because of the difficulty to get everything. And it's online. So it's all skill. Definitely 8 out of 10, if not 9 out of 10. I think so.
9 out of 10.
But yeah, playing with all your friends makes it a lot of fun.
I bet you put a lot of hours in that as well. I suppose the hours just flew.
I did, and then I remember you had to basically before the game starts, or you're waiting for the game to start. You have a little map, and you can bring troops to like an area to like beat other troops because you're trying to win over the region. And I think every couple of hours, if your faction won the region, you get little bonus things like cosmetics or maybe you'll get tattoos, whatever, or like a little XP boost.
Awesome.
So you always had to like put your men out, whatever. And I remember like I could have sworn I did this the time they wanted me to do it because I play all the time. So I remember I was glitching. So I remember I had to wake up at 5:30 for work. But I wake up like at 5:15, put the PlayStation on, do what I had to do, come back, put some men on the map, turn the game off, do it again. Like every morning I was doing it, and all of a sudden it popped randomly when I was fighting a random guy who he killed me, and the trophy popped for putting my men out in the region. Oh, no. And I was like, this was bizarre, but I'm happy I got it. So it worked out for me.
Trick worked in the end.
Yeah, I really like Verano a lot. I recommend it still now. I'm sure it's still fun.
Still amazing. It's still online as well. It must be.
I'm shocked. Yeah, they just had it. I was the other day I was going to play Diablo. You know, on the bottom of the PS5 has like little news.
Mm-hmm.
Another season of Verano's coming up. Like they keep pushing it. So it's good.
That's brilliant.
Up next we had Sekiro.
Okay.
This is the first game I thought I was not going to platinum. Because...
This is from software, isn't it?
From software, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the typical like Dark Souls type of game. This was fast-paced combat. And you had to learn how to parry and time, or you are not going anywhere with this game. So everything I've done in Demon Souls and Dark Souls and Bloodborne, I had to like just throw out the window.
Oh, wow.
And restart fresh.
That's a cool ball, like, yeah. There.
The boss battles were very intense. There's like 2-3 phases, some bosses. Everything was like, no boss was the same as the other boss. Some boss had 2 modes, 3 modes, or 4 modes. And they changed up how they played, so did you. I remember I was streaming this game on Twitch. I'm like, oh, so, you know, play, we have a good time. I just stopped talking. I just kept dying. I was getting aggravated. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Like, even though I was zipping around hitting people weren't getting killed. It's taking forever to fight a regular guy. I'm like, something is definitely wrong here. So then I just turned the game off, deleted the save, started fresh, paid attention. Because I'm thinking like it's typical from software game.
Yeah.
It's not. So I really had to redo everything in my mind, which made it very challenging. So this is a very difficult.
Yeah,
I've 9.
I've never played, but I've seen footage of it, and I thought that game actually does look proper tough.
Yeah, no, and I'm like, it really was.
Yeah,
and I remember like halfway through the game, there was this boss, just could not beat him. I'm like, what is going on here? I finally beat him, and like I thought I was like king of the hill right there, because I was like, this guy was beating me forever. Then you go on and on, you go all the levels you beat. The world they build, I thought was great. Combat is excellent. And like, again, it's the combat is good. Like if you are dying, it's you. Right? I don't think there is really a cheap boss here. I think every boss you fight is made correctly. Mm. So if you lose, it's on you.
Good game
design. He didn't come out of nowhere with a fireball from behind you and blew you up. Like, no. Like, you lost because you didn't parry. Mm. Or you didn't dodge its attack.
Yeah.
So the bosses were really well. The last boss for the Platinum, oof, he was constantly beating me. And I always got him down to like the third stage. Mm-hmm. And then I just could not get it done. And I kept doing it and doing it and doing it. And then I'm like, what I was doing wrong is that I was timing way late because I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't paying attention to, like, he pulled out a sword, but before it pulls it out, it shines a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I was timing it when he was coming at me rather than shine. So once I kind of figured that out, he still hit me a lot. Yeah. And I had some health packs. But I beat him with like the last inch of life, oof, I had left. And I finally beat him. And then I'm like, okay, I got the platinum trophy, whatever. And then I realized, oh no, there's three endings. So I had to do everything again.
So you had to do the three endings for the platinum?
Yeah.
Oh.
So what I did was, I kind of cheated.
A save, or?
Well, what I did was the second time around, I did up to where the game goes, like, you know, the game splits kind of. Oh, okay. So I saved it to that point, did everything again, beat the boss, trophy. Went back to the original save and just went the other way. I saw to beat the boss, but I didn't have to do the hours and hours and hours and hours of it.
Yeah.
If I would have known that, I would have saved in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because this guy, killing him three times, was just a nightmare.
Well, that sounds a tough game to play.
It was no super tough, but I just really liked it because it was so different from what they've done before.
Mm.
So I really enjoyed this game a lot.
Nice, I mixed up a bit.
Yeah, definitely recommend it to anybody. Even if you don't get the platinum, just to try out the combat and play it and see how far you can get, I just think it's worth it, man.
Yeah, and you said 9 out of 10 for that, didn't you?
Definitely. Mm. Definitely. And then up next, so me and my boy Marlon have been playing the Sniper Elite games.
Okay, yeah.
So I put Strange Brigade Sniper Elite, and I put a circle around it because they're basically same style of gameplay.
Yeah.
So you had not Dead Nation. You had Zombie Army.
Yeah.
Zombie Army 4. All the Sniper Elites, one, two of the five, and Strange Brigade.
Mm.
So they're all pretty Sniper Elite.
Oh, by two. Rebellion, aren't they? Rebellion.
Yeah, by Rebellion. It's an army game. You can play it by yourself or with a friend. The big thing for this, like their, what do you call it? I can't think of the word.
Hmm.
But like, you can zoom in, mm-hmm, see an enemy, and snipe them.
Yeah, I think and if you get it, Sniper Elite 4, I believe I played.
Which was great good. Game. I loved brilliant it. Game. Especially with a friend, it's even better.
Yeah,
but their thing here is the zoom in kills.
Mm, yeah,
so basically, if you get a cool enough kill or far away or at an angle, you follow the bullet, and the bullet will go into the enemy.
Yeah.
So like his head, his arm, his shoulder, his heart, you know, anything in the stomach, spleen, whatever, even his nuts.
Yeah, I've seen a
boom, which is just absolutely hilarious.
Uploading up their clips of their shots, and some of them you're like, oh my god,
it was really. I loved it, man.
Yeah.
And then they had their like DLC for like Halloween. Oh, and they made the Nazis zombies.
Oh, no way. So sort of a bit of a link to Zombie Army there or something.
Yeah, so I didn't really know that at all. So when they released Zombie Army Trilogy, it's basically the first two DLCs that they made for the game, and then they added their brand new third DLC to complete the game.
Oh.
So it's like three little mini games in one. Loved them all. Zombie Army 4, loved them all. Same gameplay, nothing's changed. But Strange Brigade I put on top because basically, instead of being Carl, I forgot his name, Carl something, you're playing as his like granddad.
Mm.
And Strange Brigade. And instead of fighting zombies, you're fighting like mystical creatures, kind of like Indiana Jones-ish. Yeah. Same kind of gameplay, but more arcade-like.
Mm.
It's much faster-based, so you have to worry about, you know, like, no one's sniping you from the top of the roof, whatever. Me and my boy, Marlon, played this, got the platinum for it. Just very enjoyable from start to finish.
Yeah.
Same thing, you got to collect X amount of things at each level to buy the cosmetics or upgrade your guns or whatever.
Mm.
But I thought the boss battles were funny because you're fighting like zombies and all types of other like mummies. It has a 1940s, 1920s style details to it, like the way they dress, the way they talk. You know, I just thought it was really unique in that way. And it was a lot more colorful than the cyber game, obviously, you know?
Yeah.
It went for a different look. I really wish it was a sequel for this game because I thought it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you could play up to four players. So that's fun too.
Me and Paul bought a key time. We're going to play it. We bought the games. We still haven't played together online. We must get around to playing it.
Oh, man. They're amazing, man. Yeah. I just love them. So these, all of these trophies, all these games, I put them in one bunch because they're pretty much the same game. They just, I don't know, different storyline, but basically it's the same.
Mm.
They're all fun.
What would you rate them for difficulty?
Well, I would say 5.
Yeah.
Because once you play them, you got to play the game on the hardest difficulty.
Yeah.
But like, you're a sniper, right? And once you understand that,
you're
not going to run out there and kill 90 people because you're not.
Mm.
Once you understand that you're a sniper and you have to get your pick your spots and run away and make sounds, and you'll get it. So hard difficulty isn't really that hard once you know how the game works.
Yeah.
So I think they're very achievable, but also there's a lot of fun. Then I got Streets of Rage 4.
Mm.
This just brought me back to the easy days in the 90s. Just on the Sega, my brother or my friends after school, just beating up, trying to beat the game. A lot of fun. I thought they really did a great job with the art style. In the beginning, I was kind of like, oh, this is kind of weird. But I just loved it. I love how they made the flow of the game with the combo points. They brought back some old enemies and they made some enemies look a little different. They changed the style of something. So basically, like, if you're new to the franchise, you're set. You could start from here.
Mm.
And if you're looking for the, like, you want to continue on and you're like old school, and for you, it's another part of the game, it just works.
Yeah.
So this is very welcoming for everybody.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the graphic style as well. At first, I wasn't set on that graphic style, but it did, just with the music, just with the sound effects. And even though some of the characters remodeled, it took you back to the originals on the Mega Drive. It took you back to those characters. So although they changed the art style up, they did nail it. That is a Streets of Rage game, which is brilliant. Which,
yeah, exactly. I thought the music was good. I just liked everything about it. And then, like, you know, and then I guess as a kid, you don't really realize, like, you're just playing with your friends having a good time. But when you get older and you're playing with certain people, like, they play completely different from you.
Yeah.
But, like, me and my friend Angelo were playing this game. And we were just going in, like, super, super aggressive. My brother was, like, very more defensive and tried to assist me more than take on. I thought I didn't really pay attention to that. I played with my boy Marlon, and he was just, like, mopping up on one side. I got the bottom, he got the top kind of deal, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting to play with people and how they play. It was pretty cool. I just thought this game was great. I did the DLC. I forgot what it was called. But it was pretty cool. I played the whole day. I loved it.
What it really? And then they had a DLC for that.
Yeah, they did DLC. It was I can't remember what it was called. But it was fun, and they had it added a couple extra characters you could unlock. So some of the boss enemies you could play as, which was cool for the whole story.
Wow, well, that's a nice touch.
So I liked it a lot. I liked how all the characters were very different from each other.
Yeah.
So when you weren't playing the same game over and over again.
Yeah, I found the game quite tough. I did find it was a tough game.
Oh, no, it definitely was a little on the tough side.
Mm.
But then when I went back to play them again, because I bought the Mega Drive collection, and they had all the Streets of Rage games on it.
Mm-hmm.
When I went back to play them again, I'm like, you know what? They were really, I guess, always tough. I just thought I didn't think about it. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm struggling here. And like, second level, I'm in trouble. You know what I mean?
I always found you had to learn your different enemies and learn what they do. Once you learn the pattern of what they do, then that makes it so much easier because you know when they're going to, you know, you've got the girls with the whips or the juggling guys. Once you learn how to attack and defend them, it makes the game a lot easier. But when you do go back to them and you can't remember, they are quite tough.
Yes, I totally agree. Each enemy was definitely unique to each other. And then sometimes they put like the most aggravating enemies on the same screen, and you're like, oh my God, here goes like at least 3 life bars are going to be gone.
Definitely.
What I was struggling with to get the S ring for each level was the combos, right? So I was trying to combo from like beginning to the end to get as many combos as I can get, thinking that's how you get the points, right? But it's not. And I figured it out because each level has a certain criteria for points. You get that points, you get the S rank. So you don't necessarily have to get a 100 hit combo to get the points. Let's say you just got 3 or 4 50 hit combos. Don't get hit, add it to your score. So what I was doing is towards the end of the game when you had a lot more enemies on the screen and there was a lot more space when you had to walk, obviously your combo meter would go away and it would count. Well, what I was doing was when there was a lot of enemies on the screen and I was going to get hit, I did a special to push them off me, let the combo meter count my points, continue again, and get another combo. So as long as I was getting constant, pretty level high combos and not getting hit to lose the points, I was able to achieve S ranking far faster than what I was originally doing. So I know a lot of people asked me about this before a while ago and I was talking about it. And I'm like, that's how I did it.
Mm-hmm.
You go on YouTube, there's somebody doing like 1,000 combos. They're just wrecking the game. But that's good for them. Yeah. I was not doing that. Yeah. So I found it easier to just make sure I don't lose my combos rather than keep trying to chain them.
That's nice game design as well. There isn't a certain pattern to do it. You can find your own way as well.
Yeah, that's so why I thought was...
You found your own route to do
pretty
it.
Pretty unique.
Got it. Yeah.
Because especially at the end of the game, like you're fighting that robot boss, like it's almost, you're going to get hit unless you know, you're really, really good.
Mm.
But I was like getting like 25, 30 combos. I would run away, not to get hit, just to have to add to the score and try again. It worked.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't have to like beat your brain up to figure this out, which was nice.
What would you rank that toughness?
7. Mm. I found a 7. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though I found how to do the combos, it's still pretty difficult. Like you still got to learn the enemy, you know, traits and stuff like that. There's 3 more left.
Right.
All right, Hades. You recommended Hades. Yeah. So when you recommended it, I like the style. First of all, I love Greek mythology. Anything Greek mythology, I'm buying.
Mm.
Doesn't matter. I love it as a kid till now. So when you recommend, you talked about it, the gameplay, this and that, I played it. Mm. I was hooked. Like every time you die, one more run. And it's like...
It's never frustrating.
No, never. Never frustrating. Never. Because you always know you can get it again.
Yeah. I think they made this game. They knew what they wanted to do. They wanted a roguelike game with a sort of a cel shading graphics. And they just perfected every side of that. They perfected the music. They perfected the sound effects. They perfected the run, the settings, the backdrops. Even the voice acting's really good.
Oh, amazing,
And there's enough variety where you can upgrade... Yeah, what weapon you're using, or you can upgrade with the mirror as well. It is just so much fun, that game. I absolutely love it. And it's just, I mean, it took me 85 runs to get my first run through on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And never got bored at all. It was
just
phenomenal, that game. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is really like one of the best games I played in a long time. This was just amazing. Like you said, the voice acting, the style. What I liked was that, you had to try every weapon because the trophy, you had to try every weapon, but it didn't matter how you got the trophy. They didn't care. Whatever you thought was best for you.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like you had to use a specific weapon.
No.
Just, no, cheer. Try killing with the bow and arrow or the sword or the axe or whatever else they had and keep going for your run. Yeah. I found it easier to use this. That's what I still, I was more comfortable with that. It could have been easier with a bow and arrow. Maybe for you, right? Go for it.
Yeah.
So the gameplay was just designed to just have fun. Like, it's very achievable because technically you cannot mess up.
No.
Right? Like, you can only get better each run.
Yeah.
Some runs are more difficult than others, but that's just the randomness of the game, which I loved.
That's why you never get bored, because it's not the same. You can't perfect a certain route because there isn't a certain route, which I love. And also, I mean, the sound design. I mean, I used to use the gloves a lot. And the big fist gloves.
Oh, yeah. They're a fun, man.
The noise when you're putting people out as you get more powerful is perfect. If you use a bow and arrow, the sound effects, again, are so satisfying. They're so toned in, that so tight, that game. It's fantastic. Have you seen the record for the speed runs on there?
No.
There's a guy now, because you can get to level, if you max out all the harder settings, you can, I think it was level 60 you could get to on toughness, you know. And I think there's a guy now done level 62, is the only one to have done level 62, which is like, and you can overpower the game. And he's the only one. No, we said it couldn't be done, but he has now done it. He's done a level 62 run. Yeah. Which is phenomenal. After the show, I'll send you the link to the video of it.
Yeah, I would like to watch. That's amazing.
That
man.
Is, you see how they play. That is absolutely fascinating. They are masters of that game.
See, that's what I like sometimes too. Like, you just watch somebody play a game that you beat or played, and they just know everything about the game. Mm. Like that. Like that's a true master craft right there, man.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to watch someone do something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hades, I just thought all around was just absolutely phenomenal game.
Mm. What'd you rank it for toughness?
Well, I think now, when I did it, I would say maybe a 7. Mm. Because you could just keep playing it and you're just going to get it eventually, right? Like, I just feel like you'll just get a lucky run.
Yeah.
Or you'll pick the right choices. Because I think each level, you have a choice to pick or power. Mm.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky enough to get what you enjoy to use, you can just go for it. Like, I remember first time I beat Hades, that was a struggle. I thought I was very close to getting it. And I thought, oh, if I had this weapon again, I could do it. But then I realized that weapon really didn't do anything. It was just me.
Yeah.
So, but then I found, like, I got lucky one time where I had something where I would get life back per hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to lose this.
Yeah.
So I was very careful and I beat Hades. I was like, oh my God, because again, last thing to life, but he had that, he shot the beam at me.
Yes.
I dodged it. I just like pummeled him and my life came back to me like almost all the way up. I was like, oh my God, I got another free chance, you know? But like, it's exciting like that. But I would say a 7. I think now they added something. It's not an easy mode. It's not nothing like that, but they added a relic that you could pick. And I think every time you die, you get like 5% more defense.
Okay.
So if you keep dying, your defense goes higher and higher and higher. So essentially you could take more damage as you go on. I think up to 50% damage.
Mm.
You know? So even though you're playing like you're up there, you're getting more difficult because you have to do the tiers.
Mm-hmm.
You're not taking as much hits. Like your damage is stronger. So then I would say maybe 5 or 6.
Yeah.
So not too much easier, but it does help if you're struggling, especially if you're struggling.
I think this is one of the very few games, and there isn't many master this, is in that there's no right or wrong way to play this game.
Yeah, there isn't.
You don't have to get a certain weapon. You don't have to get a certain power up. You don't have to get a certain potion. You just go through as you play. There's endless possibilities to do it. So you don't get, like, if you haven't got a certain pickup by room 4, you can't just say, oh, well, I'll start again. You don't need to, because
you
can beat it however you want to beat it. So clever. The game design is phenomenal in that.
No, it is. It is absolutely incredible.
Mm. Yeah, brilliant.
So, yeah, definitely love this game a lot. Demon's Souls remastered, a remake.
Oh, yeah, the PS5 one.
Yeah. So, actually... My stepfather, Danny, was the first one to play Dark Souls.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me about it. And I was like, oh, sounds interesting. I watched him play it at the house one day. Oh, wow, this looks like up my alley. Like, you know, dark fantasy, sword, shields, whatever. He's playing the game. I mean, he wasn't the best at games back then when he first started playing. He kept dying a lot. Mm. And I'm like, oh, my God, bro. Why don't you just dodge? You know, like, I'm criticizing him in my mind. And then he's like, yeah, no, the game is tough. You fought a boss. And I'm like, well, you could have did this and this, you know, like not understanding the gameplay.
Mm.
So I went to go buy it. And I'm like, all right, I'll probably be better than him. Let me play this game. Oh, no. No, no, no. I got wrecked. And I loved it. And I felt like, again, the gameplay is like, if you die, it's because you were not careful enough. Like any enemy can kill you. So don't go out there thinking I'm going to smack every enemy up. You got to be very careful. I thought, again, same thing. Boss designs were fun. We kept calling each other about where we were, what we did. I think it was online, but I didn't really do PS3 online because I found it just, I don't know, like difficult to set up, right?
It was quite
so I was like, yeah. So I never did it online with him, but I was online. So in front of each boss battle, if you have an item, you can look at the floor and there's like people will help you. So you can summon like random strangers and they'll try to help you fight the boss. But the boss, if you have two people with you, the boss life goes like 60% higher. At least you have a more of a chance to dodge and get away. And hopefully your people you summon can kill the boss. So I had a lot of fun playing with people like that. And then sometimes you'll find somebody in the beginning of the game, because basically every time they kill a boss, they get more souls. So they can level up their character. And you cannot play with somebody too far up. So there's like a cap. There's like a level capping to keep fair.
So I thought
that was interesting. So he got me into the whole Dark Souls universe. And then I was like, well, let me play Demon Souls, because that's how it started, right? So I played it, loved it. I just thought it was different from Dark Souls, where you can be like really good or evil or neutral. And depending on what you were, the world's changed. And certain things didn't happen if you were bad or evil. So you had to make yourself good or make yourself evil to get certain weapons and items. I love that whole, like, if you keep dying too much or you keep invading people too much, you become evil. You have to stay alive. You don't want to be human and keep dying. So you had to change the world tendencies, which I loved. When the remake came out, I thought it looked beautiful. And I'm like, oh, the co-op's easier now. You have a password system. So you and your friend just use a password. You put your stuff on the floor. Bam. Every time I found my stuff, there was no issues. I wish they did the co-op a little bit easier, but I guess it is what it is. But the password system definitely helped. But me and my stepfather, after work or before I went to bed, played this all the time. Just had a great time with him playing it, because he is so slow and so methodical what he does that I just want to kill and go. So it was like pretty funny. We fought the, I forgot what they were. I think they were like some kind of flying monkeys in one of the levels. And you're fighting on like, you're fighting in the air on a platform. You get knocked off, you're dead. This monster took us forever, because it's just a random time he just landed, and the his power or the force either knocked my father off or me off. And I'm like, oh my god, we gotta do this again. And I'm like, you know, we're getting mad at each other, like, Bobby, stay away from the edge. I'm like, well, you gotta stay away from the edge. And then next thing you know, he followed the edge. I'm like, bro, you walked off the edge trying to avoid the enemy, you know. So we had a fun time playing this. It was really good.
Do you find there was much difference between the PS3 and the PS5 version? Or was it just a bit more ease of life, how they'd refined the game a bit?
They definitely remade it from the ground up. So the controls were smoother. I mean, this character, he's not very agile. That's just, you know, he's not. But like the way you can move him around and fight, I felt it was more definitely better for modern day. Like if you go back to Demon's Souls now, especially if you're, like, if you're playing all these modern games, it'd be very difficult for you to get into it.
I think
because it's just
these remakes are the smallest touches that make the difference. I forgot to say on what we were playing. Me and Bald Border started live streaming every Wednesday now, and we live stream. We've been playing the GTA 3 on the trilogy, the remastered on the PS5, and the little touches make that game, in my eyes, almost perfect. Because you've now got your sat nav added in, so you've got your route on your map, which you didn't have on GTA 3. You've got your right analog stick for your camera, whereas GTA 3 and Vice City was a fixed camera, which was really awkward to shoot. So you've now got them little things, and there's still all these little touches, but it still looks like the PS2 game, and it just balances it out so well now. It makes it so much more playable. But yeah, like you say, with these touches, and like obviously what they've done with Demon's Souls, the little things all together make such a better experience nowadays, more modern.
That's definitely incredible, man. Now,
I bet that was tough, though, wasn't it?
This had to be like 8, 9. It's up there. It was difficult, especially if you don't know. I think what made this a little bit easier, from what I remember, in the original Demon's Souls, you had to be at a certain, and it's missable, right? You had to be at a certain tendency to get a special ring.
Okay.
And if you didn't do it, you can't do it again. You got to start over. I don't think they had that ring in the remake. So that saved a lot of issues.
Oh.
Yeah, it was. I remember that because I remember like, oh, this ring. I remember looking at it, and technically, if you go to PSN profiles, PlayStationTrophies.org, you could almost legit follow the walkthrough from like whenever the game was, with 2013, 2012, whenever it was released originally, to the T, which is pretty wild, right?
Yeah,
loved it. Wish they made us. I think I thought there was like a some kind of issue with why they couldn't make Demon's Souls 2.
Yeah, surprised they didn't, because it's a popular title for them.
Yeah, and then something happened, and then I don't know why. And like, this obviously is only a PlayStation exclusive, Demon's Souls. And then they made Dark Souls, and then it's for everybody to play it. So I don't know what the issue was, but I'm sure there was. It's pretty weird they never did a sequel.
Maybe
you know?
maybe just had an exclusivity deal just for the one game and couldn't.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. Who knows? I'd be interested to see a sequel. I would love it. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you make Dark Souls 5, I'm buying it.
No matter what. It's sell by the bucket loads.
Yeah.
After Elden Ring and that.
Exactly.
You got a whole new audience coming in.
So I'm in it to win it now. And then last but not least, the most, not recent, but yeah, pretty much the most recent game I got the platinum for that I enjoyed was Elden Ring. Again, me and my stepfather played it to death. But the cool thing around this time was, is that he's retired. So he, you know, he doesn't do anything really. He just can play and enjoy his life now that he worked all his years. So normally when we play a game, I'm the one that gets like, okay, we're going to do this, this, and this. Let's try to get this done today. So we have a little bit of a goal to keep the game moving, you know? So my boy Marlon, sometimes he'll text me ideas, whatever, but very rarely. I do most of the walkthrough stuff. So we have an idea what we're going to do. So it's not just a random playing, like, let's try to achieve this today. What was cool about Elden Ring was he was the one that set everything up. So like, I come home from work, we put the headset on. He's like, okay, bro, we're going to do this, this, and this and beat this boss. Okay, so follow me.
Brilliant.
So I followed him. We did this. We got that. And then the cool thing was like, okay, we beat your boss. Okay, now let's go back to the bonfire or whatever they call it now. I forgot what it's called. We had to go back there. And then I said, okay, now I'll put my name down and you co-op me and we'll be the boss again for you.
Okay, yeah.
So we kept trying to get the same map together.
Yeah.
And sometimes he beat the boss and he's like, okay, listen, I already beat him. He's easy for the both of us. Here, we got to go get this, this, and this. There's a weapon over here. We got to talk to this girl. Don't forget to, like, and like, you know, like I told Helen, listen, make sure you talk to the repeat themselves. Let me make sure they get the story going along. So when they repeat themselves, you can continue. Bob, make sure you repeat yourself. Don't forget to repeat yourself. Pick up this weapon over here. I'm like, this is so cool that he took charge of this. And he was even finding ways to beat a boss easy. Like, listen, let's just put fire on him. So I thought it was really cool.
Oh,
so he basically did the whole walkthrough for us for this game. All I had to do was come home and use my skills. And we did it. And we call ourselves the Blood Brothers. I have a lot of videos of us. We kept getting invaded. And I was like, oh my God, we're getting invaded. But we had this thing. I forgot it was the name of it. But you could basically transform yourself as an object in the world.
Oh, okay.
So some of it was great. Like if you're by a ruin of a castle, you could become like a rock or a statue. And if you place yourself in a certain area, you look like part of the game. If you're like a statue inside an area with a swamp, well, that statue is very odd here. I'm going to hit the statue, you know?
Yeah.
We would hide. And then someone would look for us. And when they passed us, we just like transformed out of it and like, blah, 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 and killed them. And we laughed so hard. I have so many videos of that. But like those memories were great. And then some of the bosses were frustrating because like what I try to tell them, listen, I'm the one that's in your game. So if I die, that's okay. Like you can continue to beat him with, he has a little bit of life left. You can die. So I don't need you to be in there doing some superhero stuff. Like if you die, we gotta do it again and again and again. And there was one boss, I forgot his name too, but he was like one of the blood bosses. And he had a special ability towards his second incarnation of him, where he would shoot out like this blood thing and basically kill you if you're not strong enough one shot. Wow. So we just kept hitting the like life button to get our life in. Mm-hmm. And we beat him. It took us a long time. We beat him. And then I'm like, this was just so ridiculous. What a stupid boss design, right? Whatever. Then I realized there's two things we could have done to save a lot of time. You get one item that you can ring or punch, or you drop it on the floor and he goes into a daze. You could do it twice.
Okay.
And then there's another item you could just put on your, it's like a passive, like you have abilities. Now you have like a passive charms. Mm-hmm. And there's one charm you could put on you that totally negates his blood blasting ability.
Oh.
And I'm like, if I would have known this, you know, 40 hours ago, well, we could have beat the boss a lot easier. So when my boy Marlon did the game together, Danny helped him. We played it for him. We did that ball so easy.
Yeah.
Because we knew everything now, right?
That's good. You found a new way, isn't it?
It was so cool. But there's like, again, there's no wrong way to play this game either. If you wanted to be like a magic user or a bow or whatever, you want to do blood, you want to do ice, you know, it's unlimited possibilities, really. Mm. No wrong way to beat the game. I just like to use blood because I felt blood was, for me, the most funnest way to play. So we both were blood brothers, had the same outfit on, like looked like twins. So I thought the whole aspect was really cool, man. Like, yeah, I'll never forget some of these memories. Like, I have them almost a memory for, and I can picture myself at that moment for any of these games when I did everything.
Fantastic.
Yeah, okay, it was really cool.
Tough game, though, Platinum, I would imagine.
You know what, to be honest, in the beginning, it's a little tough because you're getting, you don't really know what to do and you're limited with what you can pick up and have. But once you get past the tutorial and the world opens up, it's almost like, all right, if you're going to this area of the game and you get wrecked, maybe that's a little bit not for you. So try this way. And then you'll collect other things to get you. So once you learn that aspect and you get comfortable with the gameplay, I don't think it's as hard as the other From Software games.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's definitely, don't get me wrong, the boss fights are tough. But again, there's always people to help you.
Yeah, I suppose with the open world aspect as well, probably makes it that little touch easier because you can go off somewhere else rather than the linear path you have to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, just like all the other other Dark Souls games, there's players on the floor, but they put their name down or they put it down by the, oh man, I have a brain fart. There's like your like little base, yeah. And you can put your name down by the boss battles. You can pick them up. You can call them to help you.
Oh, that's
just cool. So that if you're really stuck, they'll always help you. There's always somebody to help you with a boss battle because they get ruins, whatever. Mm-hmm. Runes to upgrade their character. So if you're struggling, you're going to get help. Like I said, some bosses are easier to kill with certain ways.
Mm.
So I just think it depends on how you play the game. Like maybe I might struggle with this boss because I have to be close up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just use magic and hit him with some asteroids and he's dead in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It just depends. So yeah, I think Elden Ring, I would say maybe like a 6-7.
Really?
Yeah. If you have a friend and you're working together, you watch each other's back, you know, you could do it together safely, I think. If you're by yourself, a little bit more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But, the game really opens up once you get a certain level because now you can start buying things and you can change your character how you want him to play as.
Mm.
So once you pass like level, I would say level 20, you're pretty much not easy, but you become better at that point. Mm. So I think it's possible to do because the platinum percentage is pretty high. People have got this a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's one of the most popular games. It's like, it's not a rare anymore. Wow. So it's definitely more than any other From Software games I noticed.
Mm.
Like more achievable. Yeah. Because it's more fun. It's like really like a super tough Zelda.
Oh wow.
Like how the open world
comparison, yeah.
You know, like open world, you collect this, collect that, and as you start like you get the magic sword, the magic shield, I mean now you're ready to go, right?
Mm.
So when you're all geared up, it's like, all right, I'm ready to tackle anything in the game now. But yeah, those are my most favorite platinum of all my platinum, my favorite ones I can always remember.
Brilliant. Well, I'll go through the list. Thanks, Bobby. That was brilliant. Really good insight into them games as well. Great chatting about them and learning the little ways of them. We had number one, we had Arkham City, which you give out a 7 out of 10. Number two, we had Mad Max, which is a 5 out of 10. Although, actually, just remember, people, that ain't no longer achievable, the platinum.
Yeah.
But definitely worth a playthrough if you haven't.
100%.
You had number three, you had The Witcher 3. Do you give out? You said 8 or 9. I put an 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Then you put For Honor, which is 9 out of 10, which still surprised me that the servers are still going strong.
Right? Yeah, still going strong. I think they're fantastic. In whatever season they're in, but it's up there.
Oh, that's
so amazing. It's going strong.
And then you had number 5 with Sekiro, 9 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, you had the sort of the Strange Brigade, Sniper Elites, and Zombie Armies, because they're from that Rebellion Studios. They're on that same sort of premise.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And you give them a 5 out of 10. Number 7 was Streets of Rage 4. Great game if you haven't played that, people. If you've got memories of your old school beat-em-ups, then this is a must-play.
Yeah, this is up there for us, man.
So that's a 7 out of 10. And then the awesome Hades at number 8, which you give a 7 out of 10 as well. Number 9, we had Demon's Souls, PS5. So that was an 8.5 out of 10. And then we just rounded off with Elden Ring, which I put as a 6.5. So obviously, depends on whether you, like you're saying, Bobby, whether it's co-op or single player. But yeah, fantastic list there. Some good variation from your open worlds to your beat 'em ups and your Batmans. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks for that, Bob. That's fantastic. And just for me to ask you now what you're hoping to play this week.
Continue Diablo 4.
Yep.
I'd like to finish. I'm almost done with Medieval Resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a bunch of stuff from the store, and then I got the early access for FC24.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm ready for that. So hopefully I can get something else in besides Diablo. I'm getting a little bit Diablo'd out.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But like, you know what it is? According to the PlayStation timer, I think 380.
Yeah,
a lot.
It's a lot.
It's probably my most. I remember when who did it? There was a way to find how many hours you played, and so Red Dead Redemption 2,
mm-hmm.
probably like 280 hours. Mm-hmm. The Witcher was like 250.
Mm-hmm.
So they're up there. This is definitely, I feel, to me, my longest. Mm-hmm. But again, it's like a game you just keep playing to get loot. It's like, you know, you could pick it up and go. You don't have to do continuous like this.
Yeah.
But I just find it, I just want to get this done. So now I'm like at the point where, okay, I'm getting a little bit Diablo'd out. So hopefully I can get this done and then do whatever the backlog, because now the backlog is outrageous.
Yeah, I know.
It's really out of control now.
I've made a mistake of starting too many games and then not getting around to putting any time into any of them, which is a big mistake.
That's why I feel like, first of all, I never really buy a game brand new. I just have time for it. And if you wait a little bit, you get it on sale.
Mm.
Unless it's a must-have, I have to play it, and then it'll balance the order of backlog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's different. But like, you know, I'll wait a little bit. But now I'm like, oh my god, my backlog is so backed up. I just don't want to even look at any new games at all.
No, I know what you mean.
Because too many, and then when FIFA starts, it's over.
I mean, I think this year I'm about 200 hours into FIFA 23. Because that's my middle game. I keep going.
Uh-huh.
I have a big game, but I always keep chipping away at my FIFA. I think that's not as much I had done. I think my FIFA 18 or FIFA 17 was nearly 500 hours I put in that in a year.
That's incredible, man.
Yeah, because that's my little, you know, I'd play a game that's released, complete it, and go back to FIFA. And another game come out, I play it to complete, and I go back to FIFA. Carry on my career, you know.
Sometimes I just like to be the manager and not even play, just simulate.
Yeah.
You know, like, just even that's fun to do. Like, I just love it, man.
Well, it was a game, I don't know if you had it over there, because I know the Amigas weren't that big in America, but we used to have Amiga computers over here, Amiga 500s and 1200s, and there was a game on there called Championship Manager, which I believe started in 1997, Championship Manager. It was such a good management sim. We used to play it for hours, and me and my mates used to try and find these young players, and then you get 2 years later and they were real, because they're all real players, you find that they've actually made it in the game.
Oh, wow. Really,
but there's a guy online who's still playing Championship Manager, his original save, he's carried on playing it since 19.
Get out of here.
And it's like in 2057 or something ridiculous like that. And he's got, yeah, thousands and thousands of hours. And once live stream started, he started streaming it and he's been doing it ever since. He's still playing the original Championship Manager 97 save.
That is incredible.
Yeah, that's good fun. But yeah, is that what you're hoping to play this week, Bobby?
Or? Yeah, pretty much. What about you?
Another game I did forget to mention, me and Ball Border on a Saturday now have been playing online Generation Zero, which I spoke about last week.
Yes.
We played again last night, having so much fun with that game. I'm not normally into online games. I'm not normally into first-person games, but this is both. And we're having so much fun. It's not that great graphically. Story-wise, it's not that good. It's just that being together in a world, trying to progress, finding these hidden bunkers and opening the map up, defeating these robots which are taking over the world. So much fun. Upgrade your gear and then we'll find new clothes and then we'll quickly go in our menus and then we come back and he's looking like an extra from Thriller and I've got an old army helmet on and punk skirt and it's just hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Yes, and we're just having so much fun with that game. That's great. So I'm going to play a bit more of that. Maybe a bit more Starfield if I can get a window where I can have 3-4 hours where I can jump into it. Bit more of that. Try and get Game Deck Gun. I don't think it's the biggest game. It's probably only about 10, 11 hours long. But should play some more of that. Try and get that wound up by the weekend. Yeah, but I think that'll probably be that for me, I think. Anything else you want to add this week, Bobby?
No, that's pretty much it.
Well, I'd just like to say thanks for that. It was fantastic learning about those platinums.
Yeah, it was a really good time, man.
Yeah, it's really got me looking at a few of them thinking, I might have to try and get the platinum on those. Obviously not the Mad Wax one because I can't.
You can get it, yeah.
Definitely looking at getting into those. And yeah, I hope you like that, everyone. Something a bit different, me and Bobby doing this platinum show. But definitely won't be the last. We'll definitely get there every now and then. Me and Bobby will link up and do a little one-off show like this. So if there's anything you want us to talk about and that, drop it in the Discord or contact us on Instagram, which is
another. That'd be fun too, yeah. Yeah, that'd be really fun.
How will people find you on the socials then, Bobby?
They could find me on Instagram with the underscores everywhere. It's the_chronicles_of_a_gamer. I'm on that. And then if you want to find me on PSN, I'm just handsome_rob_7.
And look at his impressive trophy count because, yeah, there's a lot of trophies on there. Yeah, and if anyone want to look me up on Retro Gamer Thomas on Instagram, if you want to look me on the network on PlayStation, I am BDX Tom. But yeah, always add us as friends or even, I know we aren't going to speak about it much, but we do have a Discord. So look us up if you want to jump in there and have a chat with us about any platinums or hidden gems or just chat in general, just jump on the Discord. And it probably leaves me just to say, remember everyone, there's nothing wrong with being given the unofficial controller. That's what you do at the counts. See you later, Bobby.
Peace out.